Welcome to the Team ASE podcast. I'm your host, Tony Mala. And in the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be sharing some information, insight, and inspiration on a variety of topics for individuals already working or thinking about a career in the automotive industry. But there's a lot more to ASE than you may be aware of, and we'll explore the many facets of Team ASE in future episodes. The Team ASE podcast is brought to you by ASE, the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence. ASE is perhaps best known as the organization that provides certification credentials for automotive professionals. Just like ASE, the Team ASE podcast offers something for automotive professionals everywhere. Join us as we explore what's now, what's new, and what's next in the automotive service industry. It's a journey that won't just help you make a living, it'll help you make a difference. It takes a team to build the future. Welcome to Team ASE. Hi, I'm talking today with Virginia Oden, the new Assistant Vice President at the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence Education Foundation. There's been a lot of changes at ASE, as you heard in a previous podcast, and we thought it'd be a great idea to introduce the newest member of Team ASE. So, Virginia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Only 5 weeks, Tony. I know it feels like longer, but only 5 weeks.
You've been actually a pretty busy lady before you joined the organization. Tell us a little bit about your background.
So my background is almost 20 years in recruitment and retention. I've worked in different fields. And through that, I worked with the career techs for the state of Oklahoma, whether I sat on their advisory board or helped recruit through their career fairs. And in doing so, I also obviously worked with the automotive programs. And through that, I became very involved with the ASE accreditation process and working with the schools and with ASE, helping them with their accreditation process and creating the industry connections there on a local level. After doing that for several years, I got the opportunity to go to the Oklahoma Department of Career and Technology and working with all the transportation programs throughout the entire 29 districts for the state of Oklahoma, which was an awesome opportunity. I worked from everything from aviation, automotive, diesel, collision, everything, and it was fantastic.
Wow.
And of course, through that, I worked even more closely with ASE and had the opportunity to go to the ASE conference in the summer and learned so much more and all the different connections that I could help my instructors there on the state level with Oklahoma. Even went through the ETL training just to be a better guide to our instructors as they were going through that process. And then I had the great pleasure through that time working with George Arentz and Donna Wagner. And when they mentioned this opportunity had come available, they did what I do best, which was they recruited me to apply. Which was very flattering, and I was very honored to be even considered. And so here I am.
Tell us a little bit about the role. What are your responsibilities and duties?
My primary responsibility is getting to work with the fantastic field managers throughout the nation, the people who are actually the boots on the ground working with these schools locally in their regions. They're an amazing group of individuals. The level of knowledge and the amount of knowledge that these individuals bring to the table, you can't put a number on. It's phenomenal. I have been so blessed. They teach me every day. I'm just absorbing it right now. My role right now is just to be a sponge and to learn everything I can from those field managers to be able to support them and be a resource for them. I guess if you were to ask my boss, my job is to help with the accreditation process and to streamline that, which is a huge undertaking, and I'm happy to do it. And I know it won't be too bad with the help of my field managers. But right now, I'm just really learning each one of them and to how I could be a better support to them in my role.
As one of the field managers, I must say, we depend mightily upon your efforts. So I assume you're responsible for the whole nation then. You cover the entire U.S., right?
I do. Oklahoma wasn't enough. I felt that that was just one piece of the pie. I need to do the entire United States. So why not take this opportunity to learn how other states do what we do in Oklahoma and around the nation?
So I assume you spend a lot of time on the road then. Where does your job take you around the United States? Where have you been? What sorts of events do you go to?
I've been to the Pennsylvania Career Tech meeting in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So it was a very sweet location, no pun intended. I've been spending a lot more time at our headquarters in Leesburg, Virginia. I have scheduled to be going to the Illinois conference, the California conference, Florida conference, obviously Oklahoma conference, and then our big instructor conference in July. So I'm trying to get all of those dates put into the calendar. I'm very excited too to be going to Skills USA Nationals.
Yeah.
Being able to not just see the instructors and the field managers, but to then see the students, the reason we do what we do, is huge. And to see it on a national level, I'm very excited about that. Even though it's June in Atlanta, I'm very excited about that. I'm looking forward to all the different opportunities to travel around the nation. Every state does their career tech a little different, whether it's high school, post-secondary, however that works. And I think that understanding and learning that helps me to share their good practices with other states. Because at the end of the day, it's all about helping industry and helping our students. So I just love the opportunity to be able to get that information and to be able to share it.
Good ideas are meant to be shared. And I'm with you on working with the students. It's amazing the level of individual we have now coming through the CTE programs, but it matches the technology that they're dealing with.
Yes.
Well, it sounds again like you're going to be pretty busy. What do you see as your biggest challenge and opportunity? What sorts of opportunities are you looking at?
I love how you said opportunity. I feel like the biggest opportunity we have is our accreditation process. We work in technology. We have to streamline how we do things and how we have access to things. So just getting to the point where we know how we want to put things together. The problem is, I've never been on the ASE side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been the user, whether it's from the education standpoint or the industry standpoint. And so I've now am seeing a much bigger picture than I ever did in those roles. And so it's going to be an undertaking. I'm not worried. I'm not stressed. I know I have the right resources to help make the process work smoothly. I have also reached out to several of my former instructors, as well as some other instructors that I've been working with, to get their feedback too. And I think that's the huge piece of it, right? That's probably the biggest challenge in this, is bringing all the parties together to get that information, to be able to get that feedback, to put that process together. So if there's anyone listening and they would love to share their suggestions, I am all ears. Because I know that there's some of the frustrations and struggles that people go through. A lot of people do. And I know each and every one of us want to streamline that to make it easier on people, because it's such a necessity to have the accreditation for our programs. I don't want there to be hurdles of through processes. We know what we're needing. Let's make it streamlined to where we don't get bogged down with the minutiae.
You seem like someone who has actually got quite a passion for education. What drives you in seeking to improve automotive education? What gets you up in the morning?
Well, I can't work on the cars like I used to back in the day. And so I need young men and young women out there who can work on my vehicles, or my mother's vehicles, or my friends or family vehicles, that I know when we get in the car, we're safe. So it's very important that these men and women understand their value to not just their communities, but to the nation, with understanding the technology and being able to make sure that the vehicles that are on the road today and tomorrow are safe. There's such a challenge in what we do in automotive that I would ask anyone who has never picked up an automotive textbook to pick it up and to understand what goes into that. These young men and young women are using math and science and physics, chemistry and algebra, all these fun things. And they do it to make our cars go vroom. I'm passionate about getting that message out there. These men and women are phenomenal. They're highly intelligent, and they make a difference in our community.
Well, automotive technology has been advancing at a breathtaking rate since the 80s, and we are well beyond that now. And the type of individual that typically works to become an automotive technician, especially the more advanced diagnostic technicians, really require a great deal of training, more so than most people probably understand. It's not the same program it used to be. The vehicles are much more complicated. Obviously, we're moving away from internal combustion engines and into electrification, so there's a lot more that the average technician has to know. It's a team effort. You were describing earlier your interactions with other individuals within the industry. And we say in this broadcast, you know, it takes a team to build the future. And this is one example of how Team ASE does it. And Team ASE encompasses everybody we're having a conversation about: the instructors, yourself, the technicians, certainly the employees of ASE, and the employers that employ the new technicians. Having the talent we need for today and tomorrow has to be the number one challenge for the automotive industry. Again, we need a much more highly trained individual than we ever did before. And those folks don't grow on trees, and it takes a while to develop them to the level that we need them to be. What gives you the most satisfaction in doing what you do?
I think it's the answer that everyone would give. It's the people. to know that I'm with a community of individuals that want to make a difference, that care about students, care about this industry, and truly want to make a difference. And I see it every day in talking with my field managers and listening to their why they do what they do. Many of my field managers are retired. This is a retirement gig for them, but you would never know they were retired. Their passion for what they do to help these instructors in these schools is amazing. And to work with individuals like that, that share that passion with me, it's a beautiful thing. I love it. And it helps to keep my passion fueled so I don't get frustrated with the accreditation process, right? Like I go back to the passion. I'm like, we got this, folks. Because as long as there's a passion and as long as there's a desire, anything is possible.
And I think having individuals like yourself who are coming up to carry on the spirit of what we're trying to do is exactly where the industry needs to be. So Virginia, we welcome you on board. It's great to have you with us. And it sounds like they got the right person.
I'm excited.
We do it because we want to do it, because we want to make a difference. And I think that is something typical of all Team ASE members, whether they're part of the team as a certified technician or they're one of the countless individuals who support the work that is being done by them. We could go on all day, but it looks like we're out of time. We have been talking with Virginia Oden, the Assistant Vice President of the ASE Education Foundation, and you'll be seeing Virginia out in the field at the various organizations and schools around the country. We are going to put Virginia's contact information in the show notes, so feel free to reach out to her if you have any questions or any great ideas, because she's always looking for good ones. Virginia, thanks again. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed today's Team ASE podcast. For more information on how ASE can help you grow as an automotive professional, visit the website at www.ase.com. You'll find information on the latest developments in ASE certification, how the ASE Education Foundation is working with career and technology educators to prepare the next generation of automotive professionals, and much, much more. I'm Tony Mala, and thanks for listening.